So here's your assignment. Assignment number one, I want you to take out your success journal and I want you to write down the answer to the question, what's most important to me in my life? And make sure you write down ends values, not means values. Remember, not money and cars. What would money and cars and family and friends and relationships give you? So then you write down the states, love, passion, happiness, security, whatever it is for you. Then once you've written these down, put them in order. What's number one of importance? What's number two of importance? What's number three in importance? Because then you'll understand how your brain makes decisions. See, if on your list is something like number one is success, and you go down the list and number five is, let's say, love, then it's obvious that if somebody asks you to come to the office at 10 o'clock at night and your family wants you to be there as well, it's pretty clear what you're more than likely going to decide most of the time. You're going to go to the office because that's success, because you already feel like love is not quite as important. If love is number one and success is number five, there's a good chance you're going to say, look, I need to stay here with my family. Unless your family says, hey, we support you, we love you, go for it. I know you need to do that. Are you following me? You have to understand your life's priorities because the priorities you've set for yourself are directing your life. So what's most important to me in my life? Make a list. Or you could do it, your values in a relationship. What's most important to me in my relationships? Then go for the moving away from values. What are the emotions I'd like to do almost anything to avoid? Put them in order and ask yourself with each one, which one would I do the most to avoid? What's the one I do the next most to avoid? So you can see what pain your brain is always evaluating. If I do that, will it mean that? Well, then I won't do it. So you need to know what the targets are that are driving your life. What is the carrot in front of you and what are the sticks behind you that are driving your behavior? And then ask yourself under each one of these values, what has to happen for me to feel whatever it is? So again, if the number one value is success, what do I have to happen in order for me to feel successful? Real good question to ask. Or if it's love, what has to happen for me to be willing to feel loved? What has to happen for me to feel like I really have that level of love in my life? And find out what your rules are. You might find that in order for you to feel loved, people have to tell you they love you every single day and they have to touch you and kiss you and do 19 billion things. Maybe at that time you say, look, I am loved. How do I know I'm loved? Because I'm alive. Or how do I know I'm loved? Because I'm a loving person. So therefore I'm loved. Wouldn't that be a better belief? See, the gentleman who set it up that every day above ground is a great day, and if I'm above ground, I'm successful. He set himself up to feel successful every day is above ground, which means every day he's alive. Not a bad strategy. See, you want to set it up for yourself so you can win too. Create a game that works. Those are your assignments. Find out your towards values. Find out your away from values. Put them in their order of importance. Find out your key beliefs, and then mess with them. Go in there and take a look at some of your rules and say, this doesn't make any sense anymore. I don't know where I got this. Here's how I really want to evaluate whether I'm successful, whether I'm loving, whether or not I feel joy. I want to make it harder to feel pain. I used to get embarrassed if anybody even questioned what I said. Now my new belief is, what does it take for me to feel embarrassed? Hey, I have to not live by what I believe is right. That would embarrass me. Wouldn't that be a better belief about what it would take for you to be embarrassed? It means it would be a lot harder for you to get embarrassed. Again, I know there's a lot here. Do as much as you want, but at least do the minimum exercise we've described. Remember, simple awareness alone can change your life massively. When you come back tomorrow, we're going to show you how to change these core beliefs. Once you've decided on some new ones, how to change the beliefs that are limiting you and install some beliefs that absolutely support you with a brand new technology. Till then, go for it. Have fun today. Pay attention to your beliefs. Empower yourself. And remember, live with passion.